Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Before You Pop Off with me, your host, Sade Michelle. So today we're going to talk about something that is taboo to some, and to others, probably not so taboo because it's becoming more common. We're going to talk about dating apps. Yeah, that's right. The reason why I decided to have this conversation is because during the pandemic, a lot of dating apps like OkCupid, Tinder, and Bumble, just to name a few, saw an uptick in the use. So I decided to have a conversation with someone I know who uses dating apps just like me, my good friend, Ashley Beverly. And I will be honest, I'm so thankful she was able to have this conversation with me, not once, but twice. Yes, we re-recorded it. But I really hope that you guys enjoy it. I hope that you guys have a conversation with your friends, because you never know, someone you might know is using a dating app. And hey, let's just normalize it, all right? All right, enjoy the episode. Hey, Miss Ashley.
Hey.
Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna just let the listeners know, because I'm not gonna act brand new on them. This is our second time recording it because I had some issues with our first recording. So thank you, Ashley, for going through this lovely experiment with me once again. I feel like we're still gonna have just as many laughs. But let's jump into it. So background on Miss Ashley, my work buddy, where she tells people stop telling people at work about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's okay. We're work besties, and you're gonna have to love it. She looking around like she don't know me. See, that's what she does to me at work too. It's okay, but I still love you. When we really got cool and stuff like that, you would start to tell me like, oh, how you went on a date. And you would say like, you met him on a dating app. And you said it so openly and freely. And I was like, oh my gosh, someone else is on a dating app. And because of that, I felt more comfortable saying out loud, like, I'm on a dating app. And actually, our first episode, my parents didn't know. I talked to them and I was like, look, I'm on a dating app. I said it real quick too. I was like, I'm on a dating app, and neither of them care. I make a big deal out of everything. So they don't care.
Find somebody. They don't care how you got them.
No. I think at this point, they're over it. They're like, you old, you know what to do. But let's start from the beginning. Like, why did you decide to join like the dating apps?
Why did I get on apps? One of my friends and roommate back in college. Well, she was in college, but we didn't get on a dating app back in college. Anyway, one of my good friends, like, we've been friends since we were roommates in college. There you go. That's a better way to say it. She had got on. She had found this guy. You know, she had got on. I think she got on in, like, 2014 or maybe either early 2015 or late 2014. Can't remember. But she was telling me about she met this guy, how, you know, everything was going good. You know, even though he was long distance, you know, they kind of made it work. And they had been talking for, it was some months, and things is going right. So she was like, maybe you should try it. And I was like, you know, dating apps was taboo for a long time. Like, people was like scared to be like, they'd be like, you still see people on the apps now. Like, we'll just tell them we met at Target.
Right. Or I'm just on here because of COVID. You know, you lied.
Right. So, you know, it's always been kind of like, you know, terrible. I see guys be like, I can't believe I'm making that profile. Like, can't believe I'm doing this, but it seems like the only way now. So here I am, you know. So I tried it. Like, I was like, I had an aunt that had tried it and, you know, didn't quite work. But my cousin, she found a husband on one. So, you know, and they're still married. So I was just like, I don't know, but I tried it. The first one I got on was Tinder. Only reason that sounded attractive to Tinder was because she was like, you can swipe and nobody can message you unless y'all mutually like and swipe each other right. So I was like, I ain't got to be bothered with people I don't like. Okay, cool. Let's do that. So that was the only reason I got on. I got on Tinder. You need to know the list. What you need?
What are you on right now? Are you on it after the last time we spoke?
I'm on a few of them, but I get on and get off. So I kind of like, I'm kind of bored with this and I'm get back on. So I have Tinder. I'm kind of ashamed. I'm on Tinder. It was Tinder. Then I got on OkCupid. After OkCupid, I think I found, what are the other apps? I tried Bumble, but I was in Tallahassee at the time and it was new. I tried it because of Insecure on season one, I think episode two, Molly was talking about all the different apps she was on. And I was like, wait, are these real? So I knew Tinder existed. I knew OkCupid, but she talked about Bumble. So I was like, okay, let me see if Bumble's real. Oh, Bumble's real. All right, I'm gonna add it. Tried it. It was a bunch of white boys on there at the time. I lived in Tallahassee and it was a bunch of FSU boys on there. It wasn't no black men on there, but a couple. She talked about Hinge, but I missed that one. I didn't even hear her say Hinge until I just watched it the other day.
I got to rewatch that episode.
So I think it's episode two. I just started over today. And so then what was the other one? The League. She talked about The League. I didn't know The League was real until I moved here in like 20. I think I found out it was real in like 2018. So I tried it. I got accepted and I got on. And I think the last one was Hinge though, but I tried all these different apps or whatever. So I kind of get on, get off. I just reactivated my League account not too long ago. And I might try Bumble again. That's what. And Facebook dating. I'm on Facebook dating and the Black app. I forgot about those two. So yeah, that's how many.
So I have to add to my list now because I got to ask you about the Black app later on. But for those of you who don't know, my app is Bumble. I'm loyal to Bumble. I think I'm more loyal to Bumble than anything else. Let's see. I'm on Tinder. Because of you, I'm on Facebook dating, which I feel like I'm just on there for the giggles at this point. Because of you, I'm on Hinge, actually. I think that was one of the first apps where you were my dating app influencer.
My favorite one out of all of them.
You made it sound like the best time of your life. And so I'm like,
I met a couple people on it. One of them I'm still in contact with. It was two the last time, but things happen. But, I don't know. I don't know why I liked it. I think it was like the questions. So you get creative with like your answers, like a guy was like, what is your love language? And he was like, tacos. And I was like, me too. Cause I have on mine something about tacos and margaritas. What is your ideal? I'm going to pull it up. What is your ideal date? Like for a wedding or something like that?
Right.
Can I find my questions? I don't know how that goes.
Now you're making me want to pull a vine. Because I have one on there that gets a lot of people. I think they literally just match me just because they want to understand why. Why is that?
Mine says, if loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. And I put tacos and margaritas, duh. But I have another one. It says qualities I'm looking for in a plus one wedding date. I said, not afraid to swag surf on the dance floor. Must have unlimited photo booth swag and they gotta be laid back.
Yes.
So, but I like the questions that they ask you on there, or like you could pick a question, and I've seen guys get really creative with that and it's just funny. So it's like, he got a sense of humor. I like people that's goofy like me.
Right.
So
I gotta read the one that gets me the most I honestly think they just want to know if I'm being funny or if I'm being serious, and I'm dead ass serious. My most irrational fear: dying without earrings on. There is a whole story behind
What, Shade?
Look, I was watching Law & Order SVU, and this story makes no sense, like no sense at all. But this is my, this is how I came to have this fear. I'm getting better because I walk out the house without earrings on sometimes, but I will say I feel like super like nervous. So basically what happened was they couldn't identify like if it was a, if the person was a man or a woman because they got like gender reconstruction. And so like the person had a wig and stuff like that. And they were really examining the body. And I convinced myself that they couldn't tell because that person didn't have any earrings on.
But men wear earrings too, so.
And that's what every, somebody was like, what about Michael Jordan? I was like, I don't care.
A lot of men wear earrings though.
Either way, they found out the person was originally, I think the person was originally a woman. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that the person had a child. And mm-hmm. So, you know how our pelvic muscles break in certain places once we have a child. That's yeah, how they were able to figure mm-hmm. it out. Huh?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I also learned that from Law & Order. So shout out to Law & Order SVU.
That's my guy Dave's favorite show. When would I?
That show. But, okay, so when we last talked, I know you were kind of like, you weren't sure about the dating apps. And you had said that, you know, you might get off. Our favorite therapist, Tiffany, was saying, like, wait till it gets warm outside. Yep, let's dance for Tiffany. Hey, girl, this one's for you. But she said, wait till it gets warmer outside. So it's a little nippy right now, but the sun is out. You know, I was having a preview to Hot Girl Summer last weekend. So what is the verdict? Are we still going to do the dating apps? What's going on?
I was talking to a friend the other day, day before yesterday. I was like, ooh, it's getting close. I'm about to get off. I started talking to a guy and thought he was cool. Like, you know, but I was like, my thing was, I was like, okay, I think what I am still going to do. Cause you know, you meet people and you be like, oh, like it's going good. And then like maybe next week, like they out. So I was like, you know what? I said, what I'm going to do. I had already said like, you know, okay, it's getting close to getting warm. It had got warm last week. I was like, soon I'm just going to just, you know, the people that are actually holding a conversation on the app, exchange numbers with them and turn these hoes off. And so that was the plan. And the guy that I had met, like, I think I might have met him by the time we last.
Is this one where you kind of like knew him in the past and this was a rekindling thing? Because that was the last.
No, this was a new guy I met on Facebook dating. Yeah, we talked about this the other day. I don't know. It might've been right after that I met him. I don't remember exactly when. I can't even see it now. Cause once you are, friends, I guess it automatically deletes you because you can't be friends. Like you don't see anybody on a dating app that you're already friends with on Facebook. Mm. You see friends of friends. Like you can see like, oh, this person knows a person that you know, but you can't see your friends. You will never see a friend on the dating app. Lord. So I remember he sent me his profile and like, he was like, oh, what's your IG? So like, and I think I added him on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. And so when I went back to look, he's gone. So I think it automatically, because that's the thing, that's the rule. Like you will never see friends on the app. I feel like it's a cheater's dream, but that's just what I think because there's things you can't do on there. I don't know what the point of that was, but yeah, I lost my train of thought, but I think I met him around that time, like either right after, it might've been right after. I think it was right after. Yeah, I think it was after that because I had just stopped talking to another person that ghosted me. I don't remember when we recorded the first time. I don't remember. It's been so much that's happened since then. I don't even know. But anyway.
I know, but we ain't going to trigger that memory.
I'm really thinking about still getting off. So I literally told Jazz yesterday. Hey, Jazz. That I'm about to just, like, if anybody's holding, like, conversation that sounds like something, then I'm going to swap numbers with them, and then I'm just going, I don't know if I'm going to deactivate or if I'm just going to make it to where you can't see me anymore or something. I don't know, but I'm getting over it. And I know it's not even that it's just men on the app. It ain't that, because I meet people in person that be with the foolishness. So I don't even think it's just the app thing, but I just think, like, for me to not even be like, you know, because I just swipe when I'm bored. And then you run into somebody and y'all might have a conversation, you know, I'm just kind of over it. So, like, I was like,
why are you over it? Because you said, like, you know, the same stuff, you know, the same trifling things happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I think during our last, like, the last time we recorded, I had said there was, like, what was it? The liars, the cheaters, and the manipulators. So, you know, you said we're going to run into those people in person, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, it is more active on an app, but, like, why are you kind of sick of that?
I think it's so many different distractions. It's so many. First of all, like, I'm on a million of them. And then, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's because, and you could very well meet men in person that are on apps. It's so many different things, but I don't know. It just seems like, I guess they feel like they have so many options on an app that they can just play with you, like, versus right. Maybe meeting somebody that's not on the apps or whatever in person, possibly, that they might actually, like, not be, because it's just so many, you got so many options, and that's with us too. But I feel like the options ain't got as many as they got. Like,
okay, so this is where I'm gonna be on the dude's side.
Okay, go ahead.
Some dudes is gonna be like, woo, 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 woo. So the reason why I didn't tell a lot of people I was on a dating app, I got into the dating app game, I think it was either 2016 or 2015, somewhere around that time when I was living in Huntsville. So basically, it was like a coworker who told me about it. And then I went out with a guy and he actually introduced me to, like, well, he didn't introduce me. He was late to our date. And I ran into a girl who happened to be a friend of his, and we all would hang out, and then, you know, we stopped talking, but her and I. But it was like then around that circle, because it was like everybody in that circle was on a dating app. That's when I started to realize, like, for some people, it's like a true game. And, like, girl was cool, but she, like, literally on Friday night, if she didn't have anything in her refrigerator, like Friday morning, Thursday night, she was swiping. Like, we would be at the bar and she's swiping. I'm like, girl, what you doing? She's like about to give me, you know, my meals for the week.
And like, she, my guys don't be wanting us.
And so that's what I'm saying about, like, our options and stuff like that. Girls play games too, because even out here in Atlanta, there's another girl I know where it was like she only dated guys of a certain income, mm-hmm. because if they weren't paying for X, Y, and Z, she wasn't going to deal with them, because, you know, people with disposable incomes, they shell it out a little bit more. That's the belief. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's why I was always so shy about saying, like, I was on dating apps, because I did not want to be lumped into that category. Because, yes, I will admit, in the beginning, I was not the girl who was dating for relationships, right? I wasn't even really dating for sex. It's like, I just like my attention. Like, that was just me. I'm just going to keep it real. Like, you know, and so that's why I, like, didn't tell people I was on a dating app. Because I didn't want to be, like, lumped into that category. So that is, like, my few minutes of defending the men. You're welcome. I would like to have my parade on a Thursday, so that we can meet at the club on a Friday and have brunch on a Sunday. It will be a weekend celebration. You're welcome, men. You're welcome.
I can't. brought me, you made me realize when you asked me, you asked me like my journey of getting in there. So she taught me into it, but it was also because I lived in Tallahassee. It's a college town. A lot of the guys that were my age were not really checking for women. They were checking for the young and gullible girls. They didn't want a woman that, you know, a woman with an opinion and, you know, not going for the foolishness. So they would, you know, I had that a few times. The guys that I was talking to that were my age or older, they end up with freshmen. That, why are you talking to a freshman that we are in our 20s? We are, you know, it was that thing. Even after I graduated 24. I was there until I was 30. Mm-hmm. So in that time, it was just like, you know, it was a lot of, I didn't get on a day nap until I think I had just turned 20.
Girl, you was the age. Let's not give away your age. You was the age. That's
what it's like 29, about. Something like that. I'm proud. Hey, look, I look my age, so I'm good. So, so I think I was like 28, 29 when I got on the first app on Tinder, whatever. But it was just like, oh my God, like in the college town, like I said, you got the guys that's, you know, playing around. And, you know, like we live in a college town. They want to be in the club every night. Like when we were in college, it was like they were still trying to live their college life. And then it's so small, everybody's sharing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on the app so I can expand my horizons and get like people that live in Atlanta, people that live in Orlando, people that live somewhere else other than here. So that was really like my main thing. It was those three things. I was just sick of, you know, the immaturity of the males in town. Cause like I said, everybody was sharing.
Now, your intention when you were dating and like, has your intention always been to get into a relationship on a dating app?
I mean, I guess I would say maybe the ultimate goal, but it's not even just that app. That's like, to me, like all together, whether it's an app or meeting somebody in person, my thing is friendship first. I want a friend first. Like if I don't like you, I can't love you. So my thing was, you know, like just having somebody, you know, meet somebody, like we are friends first, getting to know each other, hanging out, and the ultimate goal being a relationship. The potential, I always say, like my thing says, like I'm looking for a friend first with potential to grow into something more. I want something organic. I don't want anything forced.
Right.
So that was my thing, like something that happens organically, nothing that's forced. Like, oh my God, I'm right here looking for a man, like I'm looking for a relationship. I mean, I feel like ultimately everybody's looking for a man or woman anyway. It's just what your reasoning for is. Everybody, you know, everybody just got different intentions on why they on there.
Do you want to be a Tatiana or a first lady? Hallelujah. Oh,
Tatiana. But yeah, like, you know. You know, some dudes out there looking for a wife, others looking for a thought pocket. It's right. One of the two or the other. So, you know, that was my thing. Like, really, like, looking for somebody that was a friend organically. Like, you know, just that. And the ultimate, I mean, I feel like ultimately, yeah, that's what I want. But, you know, meeting people. And I've met some people that I'm still friends with to this day. Like, it didn't go anywhere as far as, like, relationship. But we're actually, like, really cool and still talk. That was it. That was my last two cents. But also going back to what you said about the food, I think a lot of dudes, they think that on the apps, that women are out here, they on the app just to eat. Because I've seen dudes on their profile like, no, I'm not paying for your food. No, I'm not just here for the food. No, I'm not. I don't want your Cash App. You know, so, you know, some men think that women are here to use them. So they don't, you know.
And I'm not totally mad at it. I just get annoyed sometimes because it's like, I'm one of those people where I'm not gonna spend time explaining myself to you. If I told you once, I'm not. You've experienced this at work where you've had to talk me down, because if I tell you one time, I'm not telling you again. I just is no. Like, no. And so, you know, if I tell a man, like, I'm not here for the food, I can pay, like, I can certainly pay for my own.
Right. That's why I'm like,
I will admit, do I like going like Dutch? Hell no. No, I do not. I don't know why I don't like it. I just, it doesn't feel right to me. I don't know, but will I do it? Yes, because do I have that income? Yes, and even if I didn't have that income, then I would not go out if I can't afford that meal. Like, right. You know?
Right.
So it's like, that. I will say that is the hard part about dating apps. And like, let's get into that. The hard part about dating apps, because I feel like there are a lot of assumptions that some of these men run into, like, when you're talking to them and you just like, Negro, I'm not judging you based off all this. So we'll start with this.
Okay.
We're going to start with the assumptions we run into from men, and then the assumptions that sometimes we have that we have to battle as women on dating apps.
Coming up after the break, what Ashley and I think men assume about us on dating apps and what we assume about them. That's after this message.
So let's start off with the assumption that men usually assume when we swipe right and match.
I'm going first or you going first?
You going first.
What you just said, like they just want a meal. And that you there to smash. Cause I've gotten that as well. Like I one guy said, what are you looking for? It's already on my profile, but he says, what are you looking for? I was like, I'm looking for a friend with potential to possibly turn into something more. He said, what about a fuck buddy? Blocks. Blizzard. You're blocked. Cut it loose. So, but I've seen that where a guy like will swap numbers and, you know, you thinking like, okay, like they, you know, they making conversation and then it's some sexual innuendo. And it's like, I don't know why, what about me? Cause I haven't given you any of that inkling that I'm about that life. If I am, that's my business, but I'm not. And I haven't even given you that inkling to even think that. So why would you come at me like that? So those to me, the two that a woman just want to use you. It's like, sir, like I can buy my drink and hamburger. Like I'm good. I can buy my steak. I can buy my food. I don't need you to buy my food. Cause if I don't like you, I'm not going. That's just me. If I don't like you, I'm not going to eat with you. I'm not that hard up for food that I'm about to go sit with you. Cause I don't like you. But I think those are the two main things. Or you got the simp guys that's like, well, girls don't want good dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, and some of them are, you know, trying to play you because they think that you about the games because some girl hurt their feelings. So I think those are the three that I can think about.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I'm talking to a guy and they think I'm joking when I ask this question, but some days I'm like quite damn serious when I ask this question. I'd be like, who hurt you?
Right.
When they go into like the whole girls only. But for me, what do I run into? So like you, I run into the ones who just want to sit there and have a fuck buddy. I've gone as far as going on a date with like some dudes who like will even like think, oh, it's gonna go there. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I remember one telling me like, well, you're 30. It's gonna go there. And I was like, no, good night.
He's a good one. We both adults,
right? Congratulations. We are adults with sexual organs that we've had since our preteens. What is your point? Like I wasn't doing that, sorry. So there's that. There are the ones who think that I'm trying to rush down the wedding aisle because I'm a woman of a certain age. Just to put it out there, no, I have been instructed by my parents, you don't go down the aisle until you're ready. And I wouldn't say I'm far from ready. I think I'm closer to ready, but I'm not ready to walk down the aisle with someone. I'm not ready to commit. Let's see. Another assumption. I think for me, when they hear my voice, it's more off of my voice. This is more of a personal thing. they think that I'm like stupid. it is like, no, I'm not. I'm actually very intelligent. But okay. If you say so, it's like, yeah, I don't say much, you know, and I will say I dismiss, but it's like, I'm not stupid. I'm just observing. So yeah, that I would say those are the big ones for me is, you know, the fuck buddy, the marriage woman, and the, the dumb blonde. it's like, I don't know how I get put in that category each time, because like, I'm far from it. Now we'll reverse and go into what we assume sometimes as women. So I'm not gonna lie, when I talk to a dude, like going back to the whole fuck buddy thing, I do assume that that's what a guy wants. I am on high alert, especially like on my first day. I am on high alert, because like, you know, you're a guy, 9 out of 10 times with the guys I date, you're a lot bigger and stronger than me, so I really gotta be like, you know, so you know, there's that. What's the other assumption? That I'm gonna be your second mother. Because here's a question that triggers me when you ask me if I can cook. Ashley, you know how I feel about cooking. I can cook for me, and I want to cook for you. I'm not cool with that. Who hurt me is the question, and I have that answer for Ashley and Ashley only.
I was about to ask, what happened?
No, I'll say there was one guy where I felt like he was trying to make me into his wife, and I was like, we're not doing that. Like, it was like every date we went on, I'm like, we're not doing that. We're not. And then finally it was like, it was over. So it wasn't like, right.
So what about the cooking part? That's what
I was like, he would ask, like, he would be like, so when am I coming over to cook? And I would be like, can we make it past date 2?
Right.
We get to date 2. So when, what, can we make it past date 3? We get to date 3. And I'm just like, nigga, I'm not cooking for, like, I'm very serious about, like, inviting, you know, I'm weird when it comes to inviting people over to my castle. I'm serious about
my space. I ain't even been in your castle.
Exactly. I'm very weird about my space. Only one person has been to this apartment.
Now I feel away.
You know who it was. Don't make me go back.
I don't know who it was, but now I feel away.
It was the last person I was dating.
Now I feel away, because...
Look, anyway. I feel a way that he was in my castle. Why do you think I got so many decorations?
I feel a way I haven't been invited.
Girl.
Table it.
You can come next weekend. Oh, wait, I'm going to be out of town. You can come the weekend after next.
That's a Negro answer.
No, I'm serious. I am going to be out of
town. Come over here and they be out of town.
I mean, you want to come over? You want to come over after the recording of this podcast? No, I'm gonna watch Netflix. You are more than a.
Don't be trying to buy the house is clean. No, I got what to do. Nope.
Look, this part of the house is clean. As long as you stay in this area, sure. Anyway, so, and also, I'm just afraid of being judged about my castle. So, that, like, just be honest. So, yeah, so there's that. And what other assumptions do I have? Oh, that they're always going to tell me some perverted joke. I just prepare my mind for it. Because I feel like I have yet to, like, I've only met one man who, like, didn't tell me a perverted joke. I feel like they just test you on that shit. They're like, oh, I'm going to tell you a pervert joke today. And it's just like, I don't know. I understood after middle school that wasn't cool. Why didn't you get that?
When you say a joke, like, you mean like they're saying something towards you, or it's literally a joke?
Sometimes it's not towards me. Sometimes it's just like they'll send me, like, you know, something stupid, like a meme or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I kind of not just like, I'm one of those people where it's like, I ignore it. And I think I ignore it because it's like, Tiffany told me I'm easier on men than I am on women. Whatever. And so I'm just like, you know, in my head, I'm like, men mature a lot slower than women. And we're just having one of those moments. So moving right along. That's all I got. What you got?
Piggyback off of what you were saying, because that was the one I was thinking about, is they trying to smash. Because there are some that have that on their profile. I'm looking for fun. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I'm looking for fun. But there are some that are acting, huh?
I respect those profiles.
I respect them. But then there are some that will play along, and then the conversation getting good, and they say something nasty. And it's like, You were doing so good until you said, like,
right.
You gonna let me slap your ass tonight?
You gonna call me daddy? No.
And then they hit you with the Kanye, you know I'm just playing. Unless you gonna do it.
I'm bad at like the camera action where you
know it's always something like, oh, you know, I was just playing, but if you said you was gonna do it, they gonna be down. Like, no, like
or stop being so sensitive. We're woman.
We both grown.
I'm a woman. I have to protect myself, okay? Yeah. Look at the statistics. I have to. It's like, I'm a woman. I have to protect myself. Look at the statistics. I straight up told one man that one time because it was just like, okay.
What happened?
It was just, it was like, y'all stop tripping. I was like, let me tell you something. I'm a woman. I have to protect myself. And then I went to like, you know, the sexual violence statistics, and I like copy paste sent it to him. It's like some days I put up with it, some days I don't, and I was not in the mood. That's where the spirit led me. I'm so serious. I will admit sometimes I do put up with it. I'm not gonna lie, but that day the spirit led me to not.
I think for me, like, especially if I don't know you like that, like, it's one thing if I know you and we cool like that, but for me to have just met you to say something crazy like that, that's like, one guy texted me the other day and was like, oh, I got work for you. And I'm like, what work? The work that involves me pulling that long, pretty long hair you got. And I was like, yeah, it's not that type of party. Don't do that again. It's not, no, it's a no. You know, like, there's nothing about me that I have presented to you that will make you think that you could say some shit like that to me and it'd be okay. So I'm the one that nip it in the bud. Like, look, I don't know you like that. So them jokes, because you let it slide one time, they're gonna keep doing it and they're gonna keep trying you and think that you like it. And I'm not, I ain't never been that one. Like them, them like homeboys or what, don't, I don't play like that. So keep that over there. So I think that, like, again, like, just because one, there are some women that's about their life. So, you know, they like, oh, okay. Or, you know, they test, like you said, some of them test you, because there are some women that say, oh, well, I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z. And when you get them by themselves on that first date, if y'all done went for sandwiches, they busting it open for the Cubano sandwich. You know, they busting it open.
Cubano sandwich.
It busted,
good, but it ain't. I'm busted wide open, good.
Sorry, so, you know, I think that's the assumption. And then, wait, what's the question? The assumption that I have about men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they playing games and they full of shit.
Yes.
I'm gonna meet a Derrick Jackson. I've met some of those. I've met some. Oh, my God, a few weeks ago, just telling me, like, you know, yeah, like, I'm with the games and da-da-da-da, and then he posts somebody on this stuff. So,
like,
you know, let's, you know, I think that's the assumption, like, that they full of shit, like, because I've seen so many on the apps that's so full of shit, and it's just like Gucci Mane say, you miss one next 15, one coming.
Right.
Just like buses. And they really feel like that. Like, oh, I can just unmatch. Let me swipe on to the next one. And unfortunately, I think that's part of the reason why I'm kind of like, I'm trying to just kind of get off the apps and see who I meet organically. But it's a pandemic. So I don't really know who I'm going to meet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really my place of comfort, my place to go, my happy place, concerts and festivals. And right now that's just not happening. And art shows. So we did go to that one art show, but even that made me a little nervous because
That art show.
they was gonna be enforced and it was not.
I was against the wall, like holding the wall. When your friend passed by, I was like, hey, like watching it pass by.
It's not enforced. Like they said on the thing that it's gonna be enforced. So I'm like, okay, cool. Y'all got time slots, okay. It's going to be enough space for people to be spaced out. And it was not that. So that made me a little nervous. That's why I hadn't been to any shows and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I don't know. Like, where am I going to meet somebody at? Because all this is covered up. So ain't too many men trying. Now, if you got ass, you got shape, they might take a chance and not care what was under that mask. I ain't got all that. So, you know, you know, like,
I'm looking at my teeth
because
I'm like,
how many people looking, like how many men, and I ain't really taking, now I've seen some men, I'd be like, damn, you can tell he fine, you know, but what them teeth look like though. So that's just a whole do a peek story. Move.
Peek move. So, like smile with it.
Ain't that many people that's taking chances because our face, everybody face covered up. So, you know, it's like, where am I really going to meet somebody, you know, I'm not going to church right now because all like with COVID and stuff, I'm watching from the house. We got access, I'm home. So it ain't really too many places that I'm like running into anybody, and guys don't approach me in person. They just look at me. So I think, but anyway, just going back, let me get back on track. I think the two assumptions is one, like I said, they're full of shit. Cause it just be a lot of them that's gonna be on there that's doing that. And they just on here either posing or they on here looking for thoughts. They're not gonna say that, you know. Or like what Tasha called Lawrence, the fuck boy that think he's a good dude. It's a lot of those on there too. So I think, and what else? The assumptions that they think I'm a bird because I had that.
Sidebar on the Lawrence thing. I kid you not. So I think, like, what was it when I first started working with you guys and I was like kind of getting out of it with homeboy during the top of the pandemic. I rewatched Insecure before the new season came out.
Mm-hmm.
It made me realize I was in a very Lawrence situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt some type of way. And so when you said you were watching Insecure again, I was like, I can't right now. Because I have washed that man out of my soul, out of my phone.
Would you Tasha?
I was Tasha and I was, okay, so I was Tasha, but I also realized how I was Lawrence in some, I don't call them relationships because I feel like we were not dating long enough to say we were in a relationship. So I'm going to say how I was Lawrence in some situationships.
Mm-hmm.
I now see that. I now see my wrong. And I hope that anybody I was in a situationship I was with is not listening to this because I don't want a text message from you because I'm not going to apologize to you. I'm a woman. I got more pride than you. I'ma hold it down. I'ma hold my denial down. You was wrong. Negro, you was wrong, even though I was wrong. And that's why a lot of men say that women hurt them. Anywho, not like I wasn't hurt either. Dating during the pandemic. Let's get into that because you were touching into that. Why you roll your eyes like that? Like, okay.
I'm triggered.
So I'm sorry to bring you back because I know you're coming out of it. But like you had told me you were talking to somebody kind of like right before we were locked lockdown for 3 days, pretty much by by the state. And you were saying, so I guess my question is, was that the only person you were talking to at the time? So during the pandemic, you had matched with that guy. Were you only talking to him, or, you know, were you still swiping and trying to match with other people? Like, what was going on during the pandemic for you?
I met them in January, I think.
Hopefully. Oh, we're going to call him them. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to call him him.
Oh, him.
I can't think of any name right now. So him downstairs. So, yeah, I had met him in January and I got sick and then the pandemic hit. And I think I still was, because I feel like until, like, I know, like, you exclusively trying to date me, I'm not coming off the apps. Anything could happen. And clearly with that one and others, like, I'm not about to get off the apps until I know, like, you exclusively trying to date me and you off the app, then I'll be off the app too.
But I think that's a reasonable thought to have. Like, I think I've told you this multiple times where my mother was like, you know, you always have to establish where you're at with a person. And until that person establishes where they're at, like, I don't care. Like, I have been, that's why I don't call any of the experiences I've been in relationships, because it was like, yeah, I was consistently dating this person, but he wasn't staking any claim. And I would have that conversation with those men. And it was like, okay, we're not there yet. Cool. Well, I'm gonna keep on swiping. So I'm not bothered if he's dating other people and I'm dating other people. Cause that's what it is.
A little jealous. I was bothered, but you know, it is what it is. But my thing, my thing was, I done been in the spot where I done got played. So I was like, nah, I'm good. I ain't putting all my eggs in what, the basket.
One basket. So, no, you don't.
You know, so I just was like, you know, hey, until somebody say, look, I'm trying to either be with you, or I'm trying to exclusively date you and just concentrate on you and see how things go. Until that happens, actually on all the apps. Give me more. So yeah, so I met him. So I was still talking to him, but he was essential. So like, couldn't really see him like that. So, you know, so I was, you know, talking to people. I had come back in contact with a guy that I went to middle school with, you know, back in Maryland. And we had talked from like November to June, and he ghosted me. So in between that, because he was supposed to plan a trip here and everything, he ghosted. And then I think the other people in between, like, there were other, you know, other people that I had met, and I know one guy kind of like circled back around. So he checks in on me now every now and then or whatever.
Did you ever do the virtual dates?
Huh?
Did you ever do like the virtual dates?
But this guy swept me so hard on Hinge. He swept me so hard. And it was like, we're going to do a date. We're going to do a virtual date. Cause this was probably like last May, something like that. He was like, I'm going to Cash App you the money to order you some Juicy Crab. I was like, sir, I don't like Juicy Crab. Please don't take that, what you call it? But I got sick. I don't fool with Juicy Crab. But he was like, I'm going to Cash App you some money to get Juicy Crab and some wine, and we're going to do a virtual date. So I was like, please don't take this the wrong way, but I don't eat Juicy Crab. It's made me sick multiple times. So I don't eat it. So he was like, oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. We can do something else. The night we supposed to, I don't hear from this Negro. And then I think I called and he didn't answer. So I text him. He's a police officer. So he said he had worked a shift, like a long shift. So he was tired. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. He was like, well, yeah, let's reschedule. I ain't heard from the Negro since. So
we had a conversation about that. You cool with that word.
So, so yeah. I ain't talked to him since. So that I was like, okay, it was cool. Now the guy that I mentioned earlier in the, you know, a little while ago, we did he ain't gonna listen to this. He ain't gonna hear this. We did a beat battle. And
I remember that.
This is when like Versus had just came out. Right. After like the first verses, it's like, yo, we're going to do a beat battle. I don't know who the first verses was against. I don't even remember who that was.
Girl, I still hardly watch verses.
Who was the first verses? Girl. I don't know who the first verses was, but whoever the first verses was, it was like right after that. And so we literally got on FaceTime and we had our, you know, our lists and was like, because we used to share music back and forth. That's my love language. Give me a playlist. That's my love language. It's food and playlists. So when a dude knows what type of music I like, it just melts me. Oh, so, you know, so we would share music or whatever. So his homeboys, I ain't had nobody over here. His homeboys over there, like, trying to chime in. I'm like, bro, I'm killing him. I won. Like, I was dropping, like, so I think that was, like, the funniest thing I did. Other than that, I haven't had any, like, virtual dates or anything like that.
So I got to tell you about that. The music playlist. I don't think I ever told you. I was talking to, so for me, my experience during the pandemic was, like, I was getting all these matches out of nowhere. So, okay, wait, let me back up. Right? So in January, our therapist told me to put myself out there. So 2020 was going to be the year where I was going to go out to the bars and I was going to put myself out there. But I have my addiction to my apps. And so I met one guy. He was just fun. That's all he was there for, was for my interest. He was there for my entertainment and I was entertained and I probably did some awful things. And I don't know if Drake ever puts a competition out about the women who hurt a certain man, I think he would be a top contender.
Name the song.
I mean, my name is in a lot of songs. My name is Sade. So
you.
I might be featured in a Drake song. I've done some messed up stuff, but at least I can admit to mine. So anywho, so you know, I had told Tiffany and I told Tiffany about my guilt. So she was like, all right, we're not gonna do that anymore. We're gonna get off the app. So originally I was gonna get off the apps. Then the pandemic happens and then I'm back on the app. So, okay, basically during the beginning of the pandemic, I got back onto the dating app. And so I was talking to this one guy and he would like send me playlists and I just thought it was weird. And I straight up told him I thought it was weird. And let's just say we talked for 2 months and never made it to, I broke a lot of my rules during the pandemic. I usually do not talk to a man more than 2 weeks without going on a date with him because I just don't want to be catfish. I don't have the time or the energy, or I think you're married, so I don't do it. So yeah, there's that. So let's have a little fun.
Okay,
because I feel like we had fun the last time. What is your type? Like, who are you looking for on a dating app?
That's my type. Yeah, that's my type. You said what's my type when what now? I'm sorry, guys.
Like on the dating apps. Who are you swiping right on?
Who? I mean, okay, I don't need the super duper fine dudes. That's trouble. I don't need those. But I like the guy that's cute, but don't know he's cute. Or the cute, humble one. I like people, I'm goofy, so I like somebody that can make me laugh. So like the guys that have like the You gotta have goals. You gotta be clean, like groomed well, clean. I don't want a man with a tribe. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. No tribe of kids. But my type is like I like the artsy type, of course, the creatives. That's a weakness. Also just like, you know, they doing something with their life.
Right.
And the guys with the witty personalities, but also like the witty, like their bio.
Yeah. Is
witty. I really like that. So like a guy that I had met, I think 2015, like when I first got on OKCupid, I had met him and he sends me stuff that I just wouldn't think, who would think to ask me that? Like, and I liked it because it just kind of like challenged me to like think about something. Like, if you had 72 hours to live, like, what you gonna do? Or, hey, like, if you, I don't know, it's just always something random, but it's something you really got to think about. Or in order, put such and such and such in order, go. Like, and it would be out of the blue, like, I might not have talked to him in like a day or two or something like that. He would randomly just send me something random to make me think about it. Like, and so people like that, like, they're just like the witty stuff. And like, you know, that gets my attention, like, versus like, oh, I'm just on here looking for blah, blah, blah. You know, somebody actually has something on there, you know, on that thing. And, you know, like I said, the ones that be like, my love language is tacos. Like, it's funny, but it's funny because I love a good taco. So, you know, stuff like that. I think, what else? I like, are you talking about physical? Are you talking about all?
I mean, tell me about the physical. Like,
no, I love a brown skin man. Okay. I love a brown skin man, but I don't discriminate. I love all black men. I don't discriminate, you know, but I do love me a brown skin man, like a clean shade or even a 5 o'clock shadow or whatever. I think I talked about the guy. He was cute, but he ghosted me. The day that we were supposed to go on a date, I still have not talked to this Negro. Don't know where he at.
But what about his features?
He was brown skinned. He had like a little 5 o'clock shadow, kind of tall, about 5'10", 6 foot, you know. I think he did a little bit of modeling or something like that. I don't know. But like, I don't really per se like the pretty boy, but like just, you know, I don't know, like just well-groomed. I like dreads, neat ones, but I also like a low cut. You know, like a fro, whatever, like, you know, whatever fits you. Just not like, you know, no facial tats though. Don't come here. No face tats.
I will say this. I will say this. When I started on the dating app, I was like, no dreads, no beard. I don't have time to figure out your beard. First person I dated had dreads and a beard. I've not been okay.
I'm done.
I have not been okay. Didn't like him, but I was like, huh. Mm-hmm.
And a brown skinned man with dreads.
Oh, I've only dated brown skinned men. look here, light skinned men.
Few, and they all happen to look similar to each other. That's the crazy one. Like the one I cannot stand. I've met like two more that look like him.
I think that's weird. The crazy thing is ever since I've been on dating apps, I'm not going to say everyone's looked the same, but a majority of the men I have dated have dreads and they have a beard and that's okay. You know, because it's a joke, but I'm serious. I feel like the great thing about dating apps is I always learn what I don't like and what I like. And I learned that I like dreads and I like a beard. I learned that I don't like pretentious men. I like them smart, but I need them to be able to like learn when I'm joking and, you know, we have the same sense of humor. I guess that's the thing I'm going for.
And I like men to ask me about me. I ain't about to keep just asking you questions. You not asking me nothing. Answer my question. It boils my blood.
Men, if you're listening right now, men, listen. After a couple of interactions, if you have yet to ask me about myself, okay, I'm probably going to ghost you or delete you. I'm learning to explain why I'm ghosting you because that's what my therapist told me to do. But honestly, I just want to ghost you. So you better be thanking Tiffany that I'm not ghosting anymore, y'all.
Ghost and explanation don't go together. So you're just severing ties. Ghosts don't give
okay,
you
okay. No- I'm separating from your foolishness.
You cutting ties. Ghosts don't give no explanation.
I'm separating from your foolishness.
They go like this.
But we gotta wrap this up. So let me ask you this. You know, you asked me this during the last interview, so I'm gonna do it back to you. Do okay. you think you're going to ever find love in a dating app?
I asked you that?
There was something to that degree. I don't know, girl.
Do I think I feel like the ultimate goal is not just the app, like period. Mm-hmm. But and I'm not like, you know, it's like, okay, hopes are there. I'm trying to keep hope alive. But if I don't, I don't. Ultimately, I just want to find love. But you know, if it come on the app, it come on the app. If it don't, it don't. I guess that's why I kind of be on it, like, okay, what if the next guy swipe might be my husband, you know?
Yeah.
Because my friend, she's engaged now, and they've been together for like 2 years, I think 2 years, and they met on a dating app. They met on one that I'd never get on, but it's working for them. And my cousin, she met her husband. She met him on the pay apps, but they're still together. So, I mean, it's possible. Like I said, the assumptions that we have about men, I'm trying not to have those assumptions, but I'm open. There you go. I'm going to just say I'm open to it. But these apps about to be closed real soon, at least until later. Like, bored.
I don't know. At this point, I think I'm just trying to be more open to people, be around people. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, again, I don't really know if I have an answer to that. Mm-hmm. I think right now I'm just trying to be open. And then I'm also, you know, I think because of the fact that I do have a lot of assumptions for men, I'm just trying not to be trifling anymore. Because I feel like through this whole podcast, we've all learned that Sade is trifling sometimes. And that's why she's never been in a relationship. Yes, I have a trifling history, but I was not trifling on purpose. I was trifling because I was not aware of the rules of the game. And I built my own damn rules. I'm serious. Like, I was terrible with dating. I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't know how to be what you wanted. Like, you know, I sent that one dude, you know, a text message saying, hey, sending me a playlist of your favorite songs. It's kind of weird.
It's not nice.
Kind of weird.
Sweet.
It's trifling.
It's not.
What I did was trifling. What he did was sweet and kind, and what you do to your sixth grade girlfriend. I did not have a sixth grade boyfriend. I was not.
Music. To get you to learn you, but
like I said,
he was not listening or paying attention to you to know like you would like that type of music.
I'm learning that you have to get to know people, and I'm learning that you cannot be trifling. Even though I was not completely trifling, I just didn't know. I didn't know better, so I'm trying to do like, you know, our ancestor Maya Angelou told us, when you know better, do better. So I know better. And so I'm just trying to do better. So that's what I'm gonna leave it at for everyone. And thank you, Ashley, for joining me for the podcast. I appreciate it. We gonna get this Easter menu down for this weekend. And
shout out to all my ghosts.
Shout out to all the people I've ghosted. All right.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the show today. If you're not already, make sure to follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For right now, I'm going to take a brief break. We're going to record more episodes for you to enjoy. But in the meantime, also make sure to follow the show on Instagram @BeforeYouPopOff. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your week. And for those of us who are single on the dating apps, keep swiping.